Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Best of Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every day from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Let's get into this. NBA last night. What was the big takeaway? Lakers won a close one. Zion, the bummer is that he is what?
Big takeaway.
Ruled out for Friday?
That the Lakers are 3-0 in play-ins, right? Golden State Warriors are 0-3. Draymond Green is sort of torn on how to feel about the whole thing. I saw on his podcast, he's like, he hates the play-ins, but at the same time, he thinks it's great for basketball.
I love it, but I hate it.
Yeah, I love it, but I hate it. Kind of like medieval times. I love it, but I hate it because the food sucks. I love it, but I hate it, is what he said. And I think the takeaway is, yeah, the Lakers move on, but we might have seen the end of a dynasty, end of an era, the end of the core group of the Golden State Warriors. But if you listen to what Steph said at the press conference, it didn't necessarily seem like he thought it was over or that he wanted it to be over. It seemed like he wanted to, you know, run it back with the same guys. He didn't make it clear and concise that that's what he wanted, but that's what I got from it. That was my takeaway. The takeaway, according to social media, was, hey, Klay Thompson should get ready to play in China. He's done. He was 0 for 10. 0 for 6 when it came to three-point shots. And he's not the same Klay that we knew. So he's done. That was the sentiment on social media. But, again, according to Curry and the press conference and everything else, it seems like he wants to go back with his guys. But they appear to be sort of done unless they rebuild around them like we discussed yesterday.
Yeah, he was 0 for 10 overall, 0 points. And Charles Barkley said, sports is not for old people, as he was grilling him.
It's a young guy's game, much like the rap game we always say. You know, you sort of play yourself out. Everybody has an expiration date. In sports, it's a little sooner than everywhere else.
Now, the crazy part is Zion, they're saying hamstring.
Yeah, he's out on Friday.
Not only out on Friday, they're saying around 2 weeks. But because they extend and really stretch the hell out of these playoffs, could be back for a game five. I'm looking, May 2nd is a Thursday. May 1st, the first of the month, is 2 weeks from today. And it looks like whoever gets that final seed would be playing the Thunder in a possible game five.
Danny G, how pumped were you last night watching that game? Were you nervous? Did you have the nervous farts?
No, it was a very interesting game because it almost looked like the Lakers started to get bored towards the end of the third quarter. They had an 18-point lead. It was like they were playing with their food a little bit. Then Zion got super hot and obviously dropped the 40 before he got hurt. And so then the Lakers had to scramble there at the end, and that big three-pointer from D'Lo, that was beautiful to watch. But, yeah, the Lakers have had the Pelicans' number, and there was some questionable coaching on the Pelican side that I've seen some people shouting about on social media. But now your reward is, hey, you get to fly to Denver.
And by the way, you should have saw earlier today, you know, Rich and I do a Patreon before we come here on Fox Sports Radio. Rich was wearing a Lakers t-shirt like a front runner today.
I was.
It's okay.
In his defense, I've never heard him cheer on the New York Knicks before.
We were just messing with him, though. Listen.
I'm not claiming to be a Lakers fan, but I don't really. It's odd. I make fun of Covino for not having an NFL team because I think that's more peculiar, but I never liked the Knicks. When my friends were all like, yeah, Ewing and Starks and Anthony Mason, I just didn't love that team. I always was watching Barkley or, you know.
You weren't a big Latrell Sprewell guy?
There were guys I liked.
Yeah, those 90s Knicks teams were so fun to watch, too. That surprises me.
There were some badass teams.
Yeah, over here on the west side, we were admiring the Knicks back then.
They were cool, for sure.
A tough, tough team.
Yeah, I don't know. I never gravitated towards the Knicks. So.
Anthony Mason and Grandmama.
Rest in peace, Anthony Mason.
I was rocking a Lakers shirt earlier, and yeah, they were busting my chops a little bit. I think you could say you're pulling for someone and be like, well, I'm not a fan. I mean, I think that's fair.
Yeah, it was nice that the Pelicans turned it into an exciting game there at the end. And then, of course, the Sacramento Kings did the same thing in their game as the Lakers did in the first half. They pulled away, and the Warriors could never quite get back in, and they went away from a couple of their shooters, which I thought was interesting, but they did a great job defending. Well, Klay couldn't hit anything, but they did a great job defending Curry.
Yeah, and I think that's the takeaway, Rich. You asked what was the takeaway? Lakers move on. Pelicans made it closer than it should have been at the end. And the Warriors are done, and there's a lot of question marks there. Are they really done, or are they just done right now? And it's wild to see how players could so quickly fall off if they're not healthy, you know?
Yeah, but
I think,
you know,
that's also the takeaway. To see Klay Thompson walk off like that, it's sort of sad. But there's a part of you that wonders. I wondered, listening to Steph talk, is he saying all the right things right now, or does he really believe that if they're all healthy, they could run it back? And how cool would it be, if you have no team in the race, how cool would it be to see a team come back like that, healthy, and win again? You know, are they done? Are they really done? I don't know.
It was fun watching Kuminga, and it was Jackson Davis I was thinking about. I'm like, the Warriors need to go back to him.
Man, you know what it's like? If the Pelicans win the play-in game on Friday, like, the Pelicans without Zion, I mean, yeah, Ingram and McCollum, they got other, you know, they have other, a couple other fun guys to watch, but them winning would be like, you know, when your team is in the postseason, but then they lose their star, and it's like, well, it's even worth it anymore.
No, it's the worst. But if he comes back, like you said, in a few weeks, I thought they were going to reevaluate him. That's what I thought.
Yeah, in 2 weeks, a little, but, you know, when do you think he's trying to get back ASAP?
I mean, that's why I wouldn't count him out. Yeah,
they might not even make it in game five, but 2 weeks from today, just for the record, would be whoever wins the play-in game on Friday. The 8 seed would be playing the Thunder.
Yeah.
2 weeks from today, Wednesday, May 1st. So if you're saying 2 weeks he's being reevaluated, then that's just in time for a game five. Maybe they're hanging in there.
And the excitement continues tonight, or you may say the lack of excitement based on the teams that are that are competing.
Sixers, Heat's a good game. Cool. Yeah, it's just the other ones. 76ers,
Hawks, Bulls, some good stuff to look forward to. And, of course, there's some baseball that excites me as well. The Yankees, if they lose today, 4 in a row, which is Les Miserables, and your Mets have completely turned it around. They're flipping the script.
Yeah.
Playing really well. So you got great basketball. You got baseball.
You were the one.
You got a great fight this weekend. It's a good time for sports.
You were the one that told me, don't panic, it's still early. And since you said that, your team started stinking and mine started winning. Now, I do want to talk, I have a baseball thought for you in a little bit, but you want to talk about this duo thing that you and Danny G sent me?
Well,
I like the confidence.
It's not confidence. There's some truth to it. I mean, we're talking about ultimate competitors. Jamal Murray believes that when it comes to duos, that he and the Joker are the best pair in the league, better than Damian Lillard and Giannis, better than LeBron and Anthony Davis, better than Luka and Kyrie. I think we're the best duo is what he says. I think they're in a bigger market and people have more interest in LeBron and AD in LA or what Dame and Giannis could be or what Luka and Kyrie could do. If we're talking about the best duos getting the job done
and how they
play for each other and with each other, I think me and Jokic are undoubtedly number one. And you say confidence. I say the proof is in the pudding. Proof is in the playoffs. Proof is in the championships. Proof is in the results. Special teams, special plays, special players.
Yes, brother.
So I think the proof is there. I don't think he's talking just out of confidence. I think he's talking out of facts. But there's something really or less exciting about them. And like Danny G pointed out,
just like we talked about last year, I was like, what? The Joker's boring.
And it is.
You know what?
A
real NBA fan would be like, you're just stupid and, you don't appreciate good basketball. I'm just saying, like,
We're talking flash.
Boring's the wrong word. They don't really play.
I'll take
fundamentals over flash any day if the results mean, you know, a championship.
No, of course.
But I think that's why. If you're going to try to figure out why, it's everything he said.
He reminds me of Tim Duncan. I thought Duncan was a boring player.
What are they called? Big fundamental?
He's a champion.
There's no fun in fundamentals.
Yeah, but it's like I wasn't excited to go turn the game on when he was playing.
Yeah, right.
Contrary to what you might think, you're right. There is no fun in fundamentals
sometimes. It's your team and they're winning.
Exactly.
But there's, again, truth to be told. He makes a point when he's saying, hey, they're big market teams. But the one part he left out is, and we're not as exciting to watch for whatever reason, right? So based on that, and you could debate that in itself, if you have any thoughts on that, because they are really underrated when you think about it.
Yeah.
When you think of duos, you'll name like four or five other duos before you name the actual ones that win. And Jamal Murray and the Joker are probably the number one duo. There's some truth to that.
But I mean, in basketball circles, they've been getting their praise. And even,
of course,
even last night at the podium, LeBron was just glowing about them. He said that they're the defending champions. They know how to win.
Yeah.
He said they've been extremely dominant on their home floor. They've got an MVP on their team. They've got a closer on their team. They got high-level players, high IQ players, and they've got a hell of a coach.
But even though rated, Danny G, still underrated.
Well, I mean, Joker's about to win another MVP. They did a little quick poll from some of the voters, and they're like, it's like very likely, more than likely, that Jokic wins the MVP again, which would make him a three-time winner, which is putting him again in more and more rare
elite
company.
Yeah.
Elite company.
And
so
remember, he should have won that year. Embiid won.
God, boring. Boring's the wrong word because I don't want to be the bird brain.
It's not boring.
To dominate.
It's just not as flashy.
Flashy?
Not as prime time. Not as big time. I don't know.
It's definable, but not, because I don't want to be that dope.
You
that's
just
like
say flashy then. Just not as flashy.
They're boring. That's a lame answer. I think it has to do with the flash. I really do. I think
stick with that. They're just not as flashy. That's all.
And I know flashy.
And that's not a knock. It's
things.
It's just an observation, because we could say, hey, flash doesn't matter as long as they're winning. We get all that. But based on what Jamal Murray's saying, you got all these big names, big markets, big duos, and they may be overlooked and they're the best. Based on that, are there other underrated duos that come to mind?
And by the way, think of the flash. Sometimes flash, we always say about fajitas, you go to a Mexican restaurant, you look up, some waiter's carrying a sizzling plate.
That sizzle, that flash gets all the attention. Everybody's like,
oh, we got fajitas. I'll be honest. Anytime I've ever ordered fajitas, I'm like, that was all right. That was mediocre. I'm telling you, sometimes it's all flash, no substance. And you're right. You'd rather the, quote, no flash, boring nuggets.
You'd rather the substance.
Right? So yeah, we get it that way.
There's no question, especially, you know, when we're talking about winning and competing in sports. But based on that, Who comes to mind as far as underrated duos? It could be, I don't know, a particular radio duo.
No, I haven't. You thinking of you? I haven't. I've one.
No,
that came
but
to
it
mind.
Could be anybody.
Are we in the butt?
It could be Mongrel and Bart in the mornings. It could be on TV. It could be in sports. It could be anywhere. It could be in cartoons. I don't care. It could be anything. Maybe, like, I'll give you one. Like, people love to talk about the Simpsons run. People love to talk about, man, South Park really pushed the envelope. They're the best. I always thought Beavis and Butthead were funnier than all of them. And I think we saw some of that on SNL.
You're going to put Beavis and Butthead as an underrated duo?
I think they were
they're properly rated.
The epitome of pushing the envelope at that time.
I think when you said South Park, I thought you were going to say Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Underrated.
Nah, I think
everything they do is gold.
Why do you think SNL went so viral this past weekend? Because there's a specific generation that appreciated Beavis and Butthead and what they did and what they brought and how edgy they were at the time. I'm a big, if you ask me who I like the most, it's my guy Beavis and Butthead.
Oh,
you know, so anyway, I'm just trying to open it up and not take anyone else's answer.
I
and
got
if you
one.
Agree with me, fine. But your most underrated, again, it's underrated. Because yeah. I think when it comes to those cartoons, everybody wants to say South Park. Everybody wants to say The Simpsons. So, yo, The Simpsons, no offense, haven't been good in like 15 years.
Who are the duos?
Years.
We're talking duos.
I'm saying the duo is Beavis and Butthead, you bozo.
Yeah, but there's no duo on The Simpsons.
I'm saying that they get the credit, you dunce. And my favorite is the duo known as Beavis and Butthead. So I'm giving them props.
Duos.
I'm not comparing them to duos. I'm comparing them to their contemporaries.
Well, if you say big duos, like, yeah, we don't want to hear the Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. Like, that's the not the obvious ones.
Right.
Like, the underrated ones, I mean, what comes to mind as far as underrated duos, I would have to say Jack Tripper and Larry Dallas.
Because who brings that up?
Nobody. One brings it up.
And that is fantastic.
When we were kids, I'm like, man, Larry's a hell of a friend.
What?
Knocks on
a
the door.
Tag team.
Knocks on the door. Jack, I got some girls down at the Regal Beagle. That's a friend.
What a squad right there. Yeah, what a wingman. They were always down for each other. They're always down to go out. Regal Beagle, let's go. You know what? That's a great one, Rich.
So your thoughts, underrated duos, TV, music, sports,
Jack and Larry,
entertainment,
bro.
Based on the Joker and Jamal Murray being the number one duo in the NBA. And
they
some,
are.
Some
they
would
really
argue
are.
Underrated. Mike, who runs this place, actually hit us up.
Who?
Mike.
And he said, have you guys ever heard of Electra Woman and Dyna Girl?
Underrated.
I looked it up. It's from the 70s.
Never heard of them.
It's ridiculous. Very funny.
But again, who talks about that, right? I got one. I can't say that I'm a fan, but I was shocked when I found this out in recent history, okay? Common knowledge to some, I get it. But you know the song Surf City? Surf City? I've heard that song for years and swore it was the Beach Boys. Two girls for every bar. You know that song, right?
Of course.
It's not the Beach Boys. It's Jan and Dean.
Who's Dean?
Who's Jan and Dean? I mean, I know them. I've heard of them. But when you look them up, they...
Half the songs you think are the Beach Boys are Jan and Dean.
And it's wild because when you read about them, and I've heard of Jan and Dean, obviously, but I always thought... The Beach Boys pioneered that sound. When you look them up, it says Jan and Dean pioneered that California signature sound. The Beach Boys just took it and ran with it and became monsters with that genre within that time. But Jan and Dean, I'm going to say, because who brings them up? Nobody. Nobody to our generation. If you're older, it might be common knowledge. You're like, yeah, of course. But nobody talks about them because they talk about the Beach Boys.
Well, let's see. Bo Nose hit us up. He said, Tubbs and Crockett.
That's a good one.
They got some love from the 80s. And the word we might be looking for, not boring, is, this is from Jonathan Campbell on Twitter.
What up,
said,
John?
Methodical? Thought out? Did they just play methodical. in a...
Yeah, and that kind of,
I don't want to use the word
equal,
boring.
Well, look, they have some really good shooters on their team, though, so I don't...
Yeah, that doesn't mean you stink. Like, dude, you know what Floyd Mayweather got all the criticism about? Being a little boring at times. But guess what? He was 50-0 and arguably one of the greatest fighters of all time.
I think
so. It's not necessarily a knock. It's just it doesn't provide for the most exciting games.
Yeah.
Exciting style.
And for casual basketball fans, like I had the Nuggets on TV like I guess it was a week and a half or so ago. And my My wife was watching with me. And whenever Joker had the ball, whether he was dribbling or he was under the basket, she's like, this guy is the MVP. He looks like he's like half trying. He looks like he's half running. And it's true. He just looks like he's playing with no effort, which is no knock against him. But he also looks kind of clumsy, like heavy-footed almost. And
if anything, he's playing with flippers on his feet.
If anything, it's a compliment because he plays at such an elite level, and it doesn't look like it.
Yeah, and again, the quote was, "I think we're the best duo. I think these other cats, Lillard, Giannis, LeBron, AD, people have more interest in them because of the bigger markets. Luka, Kyrie." If we're talking about the best duos getting the job done, it's them. They're undoubtedly number one, according to Jamal Murray. So based on that, underrated duos, your calls, 877-99 on Fox is Covino and Rich.
Let's go to Vegas. What's up? True's on. What's up?
How you guys doing, man? It's my first time calling. I just want to say I love you guys' show.
Thanks, man. Hold on. You're calling from Vegas? Let me guess. Siegfried and Roy.
But I am not a Raiders fan. Sorry. I am a Giants fan from New York originally.
Cool.
Sorry to hear that.
Is your favorite duo the mullets of Mark Bavaro and Phil McConkey's hairs?
Oh, yeah, that was a good duo.
No, but my pick is, since your show is centered around pop culture,
yeah,
I'm going to say Batman and Robin, because I think that they were a crucial part of pop culture. In sports, when you have especially basketball, when you have like two solid players, they're always referenced as
Say they're underrated because Batman takes the lead and people forget about Robin? Otherwise, I don't think they're really that underrated.
Yeah, they're pretty rated, but I appreciate you, True. Let's go to John in North Carolina. John, you're on with CNR.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, man. What's up? What's your duo?
Abbott and Costello, who's on first?
That's your parents' answer, though.
Yeah, but you know what? I also think that
it's
like a top-rated duo answer. Like, I feel like if you Google the top or most popular duos of all time, Abbott and Costello might be the number one.
Yeah, I'll give you one. How about this? Larry and Belky.
Stupid.
Don't be ridiculous.
I mean, were they that good, though? I don't know.
Kate and Allie. Let's go to Josh in Ohio. Hey, Josh.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First time calling in. How about WWE's The Rockers?
The Rockers?
Dude, I like The Rockers, so I like that answer. Yes.
Didn't Marty Jannetty on a podcast like admit to murder? Then he's like, just kidding. I think something like that happened.
I used to like The Rockers. I did. That's a good answer, because when you talk about tag teams, you know, it's always the same answer. It's always the same people. I used to like Strike Force back in the day.
Yeah, it's just because you look like Tito Santana.
Yeah, I like them.
Let's go to Dan Byer for an update. And by the way, do you remember how the Rockers broke up in wrestling? Remember Shawn Michaels threw...
They felt the need to see other Rockers?
No, remember he threw Shawn Michaels, threw Jannetty through the glass window?
Yeah. And,
at the barbershop.
Brutus's barbershop.
Yeah, see, you remember. What's up, DB?
Was it Bobby Heenan that then said, like, why did the window get in the way?
Or, it's the best line ever.
Why did Jannetty get in the way of the window?
Yeah, Jannetty tried to jump through the window.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So dumb. It's one of the best dumb moments in wrestling history.
Oh, so great.
Look at Jannetty trying to get out of there.
You guys touched on the play-in games happening tonight. There's more news in the NBA. Raptors center Jonte Porter banned for life for violating the league's rules on gambling, while Pelicans forward Zion Williamson's been ruled out of their play-in game Friday against the Kings because of his hamstring strain. If they advance, don't expect Zion to suit up for the Pelicans anytime soon.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time,
you got to check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Yeah, I'm reading this story more, and I hate when I...
What story? The puppy who lost his way?
No.
How does it end?
No, the Gruffalo. I'm reading a...
I don't know what story Rich is reading.
There's a monster at the end of this book. I'm reading more about Ryan Garcia.
Oh, that's wild.
And the New York Mets. And I'll be honest, you know when you want to force yourself to make an opinion and you're like, I don't know, I need more info.
Well, the backstory here that the general public, the Fox Sports Radio Nation needs to know is that Ryan Garcia appears to have lost his mind.
Cuckoo's nest.
People don't know if he's lost his mind, he's punched drunk, he's on drugs, or he's just trolling everybody to sell this fight that's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, sometimes you could troll everyone by acting like, yo, did he lose his mind? Is he going off the deep end?
You see
What's going on?
He got married again. Did you see that, Covino?
What? Dude?
Yeah. Yes.
He's married?
Yeah, so
maddied?
Random. Yeah.
Maddied?
By the way, Juan Soto just walked with the bases juiced. So the Yankees pulling ahead of the Blue Jays.
He walked to load the bases.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, I thought the bases were loaded.
No, you just jinxed it. They're going to lose.
So anyway, Ryan Garcia appears to have lost his mind. Okay,
let me give you the timeline.
He's saying crazy things. Yesterday, I saw him warming up on the field at Citi Field, very excited to promote the fight and throw out the first pitch.
You talking about old school hip hop?
Yeah.
Well, make like Juvenile and back that ass up for a second, because you're missing a big part of the story. Back it up to earlier in the day. They're promoting this fight. Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia.
We talked about it yesterday.
You know the fight that Covino's going to force his father-in-law to watch in Idaho this weekend,
yeah.
Right?
I don't want to miss a potato boxing party. Yeah.
Can't wait.
We talked about this yesterday. It was kind of wild.
We got mashed taters. We got El Gratin.
They got into a tussle on top of the Empire State Building promoting the
wedges,
fight.
Wedges, french fries.
Heated stare downs.
So,
steak fries.
Empire State Building. Little face-off, New York City, fun vibe, the fight's on 420, they get in each other's face, and Devin Haney straight up doesn't even mush him. I thought at first it was a little mush action.
No, it was right to the face.
It was like a push, but it wasn't like a put your hand on the face of push, pretty much hit him in the face.
Yeah. And Ryan started screaming.
Yo, if Ryan
freaked out.
Yo, if Ryan Garcia wanted to be a little bit of a baby, he could be like, I'm pressing charges. It really was like the salt worthy.
You
I don't know
why, though, because if you listen back and you pull a little John Boy action, Ryan's saying something about his mama. He's saying something about his mama. And
talking about Haney's mom?
I'm pretty sure, man. That's what I got out of it.
Well, he's talking about Haney's mom. Devin Haney does his best. Like, I'm going to push Ryan Garcia almost off the Empire State Building. So next stop on the promo tour with your boy Oscar De La Hoya is Citi Field. They're going to do some dual throw out the first pitch together in promotion of the fight. And Aaron Judge just hits a line drive down the line.
Woo!
The ball's in no man's land. It might clear the bases.
Bo Bichette don't know what to do with that.
Yep.
Thank you, Aaron Judge. Finally, guys batting on the interstate. The captain comes through.
Right. Well,
keep in mind, guys, this would have been their fourth loss in a row, so I have reason to be a little excited.
Also, keep in mind, Covino will be more pleasant for the next hour now.
Yeah.
So, Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney. Fast forward. Mets game. Because in an attempt to promote this fight and the fact that there is no love lost between these two guys.
These two have been going at it since they were little kids.
They were sort of tussling and staring each other down and making Mets officials a little uneasy. Like, think about it. There's probably a bunch of weenies and women working in the PR department that are like, all right, guys, settle down. They're like, we don't want a problem here. You guys are here to just throw out the first pitch. They met Steve Cohen, the owner. They met some of the players. And then as they're getting ready, I think there was some more jawing back and forth. And the Mets were like, guys, we're not doing this. And Ryan Garcia reacts like this.
The Mets just wasted 3 hours of our life to say at the end, we can't throw the pitch for whatever reason. There was no reason. And they kicked us out for no reason. So everybody, I'm personally going to say, the Mets, don't ever go to a Mets game again.
He goes, I'm going to expose the Mets. And he does. He starts like tweeting all these things about the Mets. He says, go Yankees.
Wait,
and,
wow. By the way, what is the kind of messed up? What's to expose about the Mets? I'll expose it. They've stunk my whole life. They gave me 86 as a kindergarten kid.
He posted like every Mets controversy from like Vince Coleman in the parking lot. Remember those stories about Vince Coleman?
So Vince Coleman throwing fireworks at a fan.
He posted like every controversial story about the Mets.
What if this is like a reverse curse? You know, like, you know how they threw out the GOAT?
Yeah,
For the Cubs, and they had that 100 whatever.
Yeah,
maybe this will be a reverse thing, and they'll win this year.
Yeah, the Mets are hot now. They got rid of Ryan Garcia.
They got rid of Ryan Garcia. They threw him out.
I don't know. I feel like the Mets got a little nerdy with this, to be honest. I mean, first of all, they're fighters, so hey, that might have been fun. And to think that they can't conduct themselves like professionals in that family type of atmosphere is also kind of insulting.
Because look what just happened at the Empire State Building.
Devin Haney is not normally that type of kid. He's a true professional here. He's a really disciplined fighter. This is a family-friendly event, and they kicked them out. They wasted these guys on their promotional tour. The Mets wasted 3 hours of their important time. They could be training. They could be doing something else. I think that was a weak move by the Mets.
If you want
to
talk
honest.
From a promotional standpoint, I think the fact that this happened promoted the fight more, because if they didn't fight at the top of the Empire State Building or get kicked out of Citi Field, I don't think a lot of people would even know they're fighting. I know, and you know, because we're fight fans.
Yeah.
I think this is one of those reversals where it's like, did you even know Ryan Garcia was at Citi Field unless he said, F the Mets, I'm leaving?
They probably would have threw the baseballs at each other. That would have been great.
Yeah, imagine that.
Ryan goes, how could you, Mets? And he tweets, Vince Coleman. Right? He says the Brett Saberhagen incident. What's that?
What did he do?
I don't even know. K-Rod slugs it out in the locker room.
Anything about Dwight Gooden?
Bobby Bonilla contract. So he's exposing them now. You know, the whole thing was sort of weird. I didn't know that Haney was involved. What I thought was they caught him and De La Hoya up to no good doing something weird, and they're like, all right, guys, get out of here.
I say
there's a lot of rumors swirling around their lifestyle.
Don't let Lenny Dykstra know that people are talking about the Mets. Imagine Lenny Dykstra now comes out and has a feud.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, that happened yesterday. So Garcia was saying F the Mets.
If you missed it, one more time, Iowa Sam. Here's Ryan Garcia, his hatred for the Mets.
The Mets just wasted 3 hours of our life to say at the end, we can't throw the pitch for whatever reason. There was no reason, and they kicked us out for no reason. So everybody, I'm personally going to say, the Mets, don't ever go to a
Mets game again.
Don't ever
messed
go.
Up. I think it's kind of messed up. You get someone there. I get it. The Mets are trying to play it safe, but hey, maybe Rich is right. Maybe this adds to the promotion. So yeah. Just a story about Ryan Garcia. And it is interesting to think about, like, is he pulling some sort of boxing Andy Kaufman here? Is he pulling some sort of maneuver where it's all an act? Because he is really acting unhinged. It's an unhinged sort of performance that this kid's been pulling for the past few months to promote this fight. Now, another story Dan Beyer broke yesterday here on the show, and it was about Applebee's.
Oh, this is a hot
Applebee's
story.
Applebee's has partnered up with the NFL, and they're the official, like, mid-level restaurant of the NFL.
I don't think they're calling it mid-level restaurant,
but
you know what?
I think that's what it was.
The official mid-level restaurant.
And by the way, I love Applebee's. By the way, when I go home to Union, New Jersey to visit family and everything, it's my uncle's number one spot. He's like, babe, let's get involved tonight. And I know he's going to say Applebee's because it's just that's the spot.
Is this the same uncle that doesn't know how to use a QR code and has a flip phone?
You know what? I'm going to tell him you said that.
Okay. I text him on his flip phone.
So yeah.
This makes us laugh because we have a host here at the network, Brian Ngo.
Yeah.
He swears by Applebee's. It's his favorite restaurant.
I like
on the
it too.
Planet.
I'll be honest. Listen,
we grew up. We're not playing too cool for these restaurants because we grew up with all of them. Applebee's is a good hang. My favorite by far when it comes to this sort of genre, this particular type of restaurant. I worked at Bennigan's for years. So Bennigan's was and still is my favorite of all of those.
Hey, listen.
I like Chili's appetizers.
Chili's is
listen,
great.
If you are too cool for any food for that matter, like
those were our date spots.
Like I'm fascinated when people are too cool. Like, dude, I'm good for a nice fast food. I'm good for a super sassy, expensive restaurant. And I'm good for a mid-level chain restaurant. I mean, who are you?
What happened, Rich, what happened after our generation when the weenials started going out and they were legally drinking and going on dates, they sort of abandoned those mid-level restaurants that we would go to, like a Friday's.
I was going to say, Friday's just shut down almost 40 of their locations.
And it makes sense because the generation younger than us saw those as overpriced and lame, and they'd rather go to some sort of local, artsy, Van Gogh's ear type. What would you call those type of restaurant spot? Like, they would rather go to that or like, some high-end place. Like a local spot.
Like a, well, that's a coffee shop, Van Gogh's ear.
That type of scene. They would rather have gone to that local type of spot or like an expensive spot. That mid-level spot started
because kids were like, if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go to a sassy place on a date night or I'm going to just like get Grubhub Chipotle.
By the way, Applebee's was named yesterday the official grill of the NFL. Named the official grill.
And there's another layer to this story.
George Foreman must be upset.
Now,
from the state of California.
Exactly. So just recently, here in California, they raised minimum wage to all the fast food restaurants to $20. And that's controversial in itself. Rich and I have debated this on our Patreon. We have clips on it at Covino and Rich. I thought it was kind of odd to give $20 for an entry-level job.
How do you expect someone to live?
It's entry-level, dude.
Not everyone that works
at You're not meant to live on entry-level jobs.
Minimum wage was created
$20?
So that at a minimum you could live.
So as a result, small businesses go out of business and they raise the prices of your hamburgers at McDonald's. And since they've raised the prices at all these fast food restaurants, now they're saying kids are more likely to say no to McDonald's, no to In-N-Out, no to Carl's Jr., and yes to Applebee's, yes to Chili's, and yes to all these Fridays and mid-level restaurants that we grew up loving again. So it might be the resurgence and comeback.
It's the return of the,
Yes.
Just say what I think he did.
It's the return of the Applebee's.
It's the return of the mid-level, and the one thing we could agree on with the minimum wage and the rates is that if you are going to increase minimum wage and fast food places are jacking up their prices. Iowa Sam the other day said he can't go to Taco Bell and get all his fixins for less than $20.
I could choose not to gorge. I could eat like a reasonable person and have healthy portions.
Nah.
But the menu items have gone up.
Yo, like, yes, they have. But like,
you
I'm
want
still
something a la carte, it's $8. Danny it used G, to be $3.99.
Danny G, I go to Chipotle, I always say, for my wife and I, for the two of us, two burrito bowls and a side of chips and guac is $35.
Oh, easy.
You go to like Five Guys Burgers, people will say alone, if you get yourself like a double.
$25 by yourself.
Yeah, if you get a double-double and fries and a drink, it's $20-something. So what people are doing, and it makes sense, it's not the sassy restaurant. Covino brings it up, and you're seeing it now. We might have the resurgence of that mid-level restaurant from our teenage, 20-year-old years when we would take a girl to Fridays.
Well, thinking is, if I'm going to pay $25 for two burgers, I might as well go to Applebee's. I might as well go to Bennigan's. I might as well go to Chili's.
Because fast food prices are now approaching the prices of those mid-level restaurants, especially if Chili's or Applebee's or Bennigan's or Houlihan's, if they're saying, hey, we have a happy hour special, and our happy hour special has like $5 apps. People are going to go there and say, "Well, damn, I'm going back to Fridays.
Going back to Shenanigans."
And by the way, if you had to name your top few items off of those mid-level restaurants.
Oh, I got it.
The Jack sauce at TGI Fridays.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Jack Daniel's sauce.
The Jack Daniel's sauce.
Good. By the way, Fridays also has good frozen margaritas.
The
man.
Seasoned fries at Red Robin.
I feel like Danny G. I feel like every time I've gone to Red Robin, it's been followed up with a terrible bathroom visit.
It's so true.
They just signed a contract.
Red Robin. Danny,
Red
you just,
Robin. Oh.
Red Robin. Danny G, you just said Chili's.
How dare you? I like that place.
What is that? I like it too. I don't like myself 25 minutes later.
Danny, you know what? Boys to Men redid the Baby Back's Ribs song?
Yes.
Boys to Men just recently, so that'll add to the hype again.
No, but Danny G mentioned Chili's. Danny, they have like a queso dip. What is it? Like a fundido queso dip? That's fantastic. Dan Byer, what is your go-to on those?
Well, you were talking about Chili's. They took off the original chicken crispers from their menu from a year ago, and there was an entire outrage for it. I know the outrage. Baby Back is more of the standing thing than their chips and salsa.
Yeah.
But the original chicken crispers from Chili were, that's the only thing I would get.
They
have those Southwest egg rolls, too, which are really good.
What was the other?
I got it. Well, for years, guys, I worked before I got into radio, and I would tell all the customers, I would tell my colleagues, I can't wait to leave this place. You could all kiss my ass because I'm going to be a radio star. And they're like, whatever. You got to pick up a table 9. So I worked at Bennigan's for years. I worked at Bennigan's. I bartended at Bennigan's in Springfield, New Jersey. It's no longer there, but Bennigan's does still exist. Not as many as there used to be because, again, a lot of these went away.
Coming back, though.
The Turkey O'Toole was the ultimate.
You know why?
It was that turkey sandwich with the honey mustard on the pretzel roll.
The pretzel roll.
That sourdough pretzel rolls were a big thing.
Yeah. Spot, I believe, was it Swiss and turkey?
Yeah.
And turkey on that pretzel roll with that honey mustard.
The Monte Cristo was famous, but it wasn't my favorite.
Because of the Count of Monte Cristo's.
Yeah, that was very famous. And the sampler was famous at Bennigan's, and I used to always eat the Health Club chicken platter. But their honey mustard was to die for. So again, if you just joined us, the fast food prices
have
gone up.
If you just joined us, it's Fat Guy Radio. We're talking about food.
Welcome to Fat Guy Radio, everybody. Fast foods have hiked the prices up to offset the minimum wage of $20. So casual dining chains like Chili's and Applebee's, they're saying, are going to reap the benefits. And it just coincides, coincidentally, with the big announcement yesterday that Applebee's was named the official grill of the NFL. Applebee's, the go-to casual dining destination for game day. And it's kind of cool because, again, it's like...
Look at Volpe, by the way. Game-winning
play. Nice play, and the Yankees win.
I figured you'd want to see that.
In tribute, the Yankees win! So it's kind of cool to see our teenage years, our childhood places sort of come back.
Yeah.
Because the prices aren't going to be that different than fast food prices.
Yeah, like you can get I'm looking at Fridays. You can get a basic cheeseburger with fries for $9.99.
Dude.
And that's like regular price. But I imagine there's happy hour.
In Rich Woodland Hills, they shut our Fridays down.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah. But again, if this is a trend and we start jacking up these prices at Taco Bell and In-N-Out, this is going to come back. And that NFL announcement was peculiar. But that'll bring more people back to these restaurants.
Hold on a second. Isn't that just... Isn't that just Applebee's paying the NFL a boatload of money to say, yeah, we're the official grill?
Pretty much, but that's
NFL.
Good promotion.
Yeah.
I didn't see the connection at all.
There'll always be some advertisement running that's like, these cleats are the official cleats of the NFL. This gum is Big Red is the official gum of the NFL.
There's an official ladder of the NCAA tournament.
Yes.
There is.
Yes. Warner ladders. Yeah.
Dan Beyer, when you made that announcement yesterday, though, I was like, well, what is that? I really did think, well, what does that mean? They've entered a multi-year partnership agreement designating Applebee's as the official grill and bar of the NFL.
But I wonder if this will bring those businesses back, because I also saw that Red Lobster is going to – they're on the brink of declaring bankruptcy.
Yes, I saw that.
So some of these mid-level places like
Friday's got to hold on a little bit longer.
Yeah, exactly.
Are they going to be – or is Olive Garden a half a step up?
I think it's half a
Red Lobster.
No, I think it's along there. It's just a different brand.
It's just Italian.
Like Boston Market, I think it's like, you know, it's a step up.
That's fast food.
Also falling on hard times.
Boston Market is in that same category as Panera Bread, where you bring a number to your table. It's that in between.
I read an article recently about Boston Market that at the start of 2023, they had 300 locations across the country. They're down to like 27.
Sad, dude.
Yeah.
That's sad. So
everybody's going to Applebee's because of that. That's why.
Based on the announcement, right, Dan? Yeah. And Fox Sports Radio Nation, who wins the mid-level restaurant wars? When all's said and done, we know Taco Bell wins the fast food wars in the future, according to Demolition Man. Who wins the mid-level restaurant wars? Applebee's with the momentum of the NFL? Chili's? Does Fridays make a comeback? Does Bennigan's come back from the woodwork?
Correct me. I could be wrong. In fact, I'm usually wrong, so there's a good chance of this.
Let's hear it. I think Applebee's,
In the prime of all those restaurants, when I say 90s, early 2000s.
Oh, Ruby Tuesdays.
Don't forget Fuddruckers.
Yes.
Fuddruckers, Houlihan's. I mean,
my sister worked there. Fuddruckers was a step down, kind of like Boston Market.
BJ's is in like 30 states.
Yes, please.
That's on the Brewhouse.
Brewhouse.
Go ahead, Rich.
My thought was, back then, I don't know why, I thought TGI Fridays was the benchmark. I don't know why, I feel like
it was good.
I'm with you.
I thought that was like one.
It was
I could
good.
Be wrong. When you look back at the day, I always thought like, I loved Applebee's and Houlihan's and all the others, but I thought Fridays was sort of like the thing. And you're right, they have a pretty decent menu, and you would take a date there. That was what we did.
Rich's point about the Jack Daniel's sauce was I would get the Jack Daniel's sesame strips for the appetizer, and then I'd get the chicken breast Jack Daniel's for the meal. Like, it would be like, it wouldn't care. Yeah.
And then you would drink it by the glass.
Yeah, seriously, do shots of it.
And they had that swirly, like, margarita thing frozen. I don't know what that was, but it was magical.
Like a Texas Roadhouse.
No, Rich is right.
That's a little step up.
Because
those are good cuts of meat.
On Friday nights, Fridays would bring a DJ in and people would start dancing by the bar.
Yes!
So Fridays was so popular, they tried to turn it into a little club at the end of the Friday night there.
That's so funny, man.
Hey, you know what? If anything, it's just a good reminder. Some of these places were very important to our childhood
and
our
back,
teen and 20 years when you were going on your first dates. Because fast food is getting so expensive, we might see the reemergence of the sit-down mid-level restaurant, the Applebee's, Fridays, Chili's of your life.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again,
up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Covino and Rich gets you over the middle of the week with Midweek Major.
Ooh, I love that.
We throw sports and pop culture headlines and topics at the fellas, and it's like the kids say.
That's so mid. Week definitely major.
CNR scoring. Midweek Major.
Yo, I recognize that. Are you the guy that DJ'd at Fridays in the early 2000s?
I did moonlight there as a DJ. All right, you hear the horns. That means you've made it to the middle of the week. Before we hand things over to the number one and only host of this segment, let's roll those big red love dice in the main studio there.
All right.
This is to see who gets first take.
Sorry, yeah, I think I got it. I just rolled a 10.
You win.
All right, I go first. Covino first.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the most famous person from Scotch Plains, New Jersey, besides Judy Blume.
Not true.
Spotty Boy.
There's a whole list of people, by the way.
No, I think it's just Judy
Blume. No, a whole list of people.
Just take it.
All right, ESPN's draft night coverage is getting a new addition in the form of legendary coach Bill Belichick.
Ooh.
He appeared on Pat McAfee's show today. McAfee announced that McAfee and Belichick will be hosting draft night coverage for ESPN. Next Thursday, April 25th. Belichick says he's looking forward to seeing it from the other side, and it'll be fun to be in Detroit. I think that he just added that. So we'll see if how the personalities work together or clash midweek or major.
Now, when you said new addition, I thought you had an update on Bobby Brown.
No, sorry. No.
So you had an update on Johnny Gill.
Nope.
Good one.
I think this is major. I think it's major.
Wow.
Because we all wondered where he'd end up, right? Speculation about the Eagles we heard about just today, and you know, where is Bill Belichick gonna end up? And
I don't know.
Draft night coverage on the other side of it.
Detroit.
I think that's kind of cool. I don't think he's gonna be very good at it. I don't know. Unless
we'll
see a completely different side of him.
Well, I agree with Covino, but I do think maybe he leans into it. Maybe he goes sleeveless like McAfee, and we see some some different side. Imagine the whole time Belichick standing up with no sleeves, and he pulls a McAfee.
But wearing his sleeveless vests.
Major in that alone, because there's major intrigue on, hey, are we going to see a different side that we always wondered about?
But you know what, Covino? Bill Belichick, who has been on the other side, like you said, for the last 20-plus years, 30 years, 40 years. He's been in football since our childhood. It might be interesting to see his perspective, like what are teams doing right now? He'll have a little additional perspective. I think it's sort of cool. Still mid, but I like it.
All right.
Next.
Caitlin Clark's rookie contract getting a lot of buzz this week.
Yeah.
A lot of hype.
Yeah, people don't understand economics. That's why.
Everyone's weighing in on it, including all the way up at the top. President Joe Biden tweeted, X'd? I don't know.
He X'd.
And I quote, "Women in sports continue to push new boundaries, but right now we're seeing that even if you're the best, women are not paid their fair share. It's time to give our daughters the same opportunities as our sons and ensure women are paid what they deserve."
Does the president not understand economics?
He didn't specifically mention the WNBA, but everyone knows that's what
everybody
he's talking about.
Everybody knows.
Midweek or
major. That's what he's talking about. It's major because it's the president responding to the Caitlin Clark story. story.
He's not some idiot on The View. What is going on?
But what doesn't he understand about, well, you got to fill the seats. You got to sell tickets. You got to boost the ratings. There's a reason Wembanyama's making what he makes.
Wemby.
Because he sells tickets. He puts asses in the seats.
TV contracts.
He has sponsorships. Yeah, he's creating revenue for the NBA. Once the WNBA can prove that they could do that, then she'll get a bigger contract. I mean, that's just how it works. It doesn't make sense, man.
Yeah.
I don't understand why anyone's mad about it.
I'm rooting for women's sports as hard as anyone.
Of course.
You know, I think it's a great thing. But we do have to remember it's basic economics. And you know what it's like? I'll give you the analogy. Remember when Twinkies were taken off the shelves and like, we're discontinuing Twinkies? And everyone's like, what do you mean? You can't do that. And then you ask the person, when was the last time you had a Twinkie?
I bought one.
And they were like, oh, I don't know, like as a kid. Well, if you haven't supported it, why are you mad if it's going away? If you've never watched a game, been to a game, bought a WNBA jersey or did any of that, how can you say anything? Support these women and do the right thing.
And
don't
they'll
bitch
get paid
about it.
And they'll get
support
paid as
them
a result.
All right.
Absolutely.
Great. All right.
I'm going to say major, because Joe Biden is a knucklehead if he's saying that.
I mean, clearly the guy doesn't understand economics. I'll just leave it there.
He understands freakonomics.
Right? All right. Newly retired Jason Kelce has lost his Super Bowl ring in the most Kelce fashion. So during a live broadcast of their New Heights podcast last week, there was an event that it was in Cincinnati, so it involved a huge vat of Cincinnati chili, you know, the Cincinnati three-way, which has to do with Chili Rich.
Cincinnati three-way? Yes, please.
In the vat was a sock with championship accessories, some fake rings, but Kelce's actual ring was mixed in with the chili, so students had to jump in and, like, find all this stuff, despite their best efforts.
Like Double Dare.
Yeah, like Double Dare. They couldn't find ring. They even brought in a metal detector to try and find it. No one found it. And everything has since been thrown out. So Kelce revealed on the podcast, he's like, yeah, I think it's just in the trash somewhere. His brother called him an imbecile, an effing imbecile. So, yeah, his ring's officially gone. He's like, maybe I'll have another one made if it's possible. Who knows, midweek or major?
It's major. It's your Super Bowl ring. His only Super Bowl ring. His 2017 Super Bowl ring. They can't find it. They did find an orange flag, though, which is ironic.
It was in the nose, right?
I forgot about the orange flag. Yeah. Reach up the nose to get it.
But I mean, how careless could you be?
Or was it down
how
the Sunday slide?
How careless could you be? And he's going to go to his insurance as a result, he said. And Travis was like, well, I don't know if that's going to work when you're admitting how you lost it. And he's like, no, because I knew where it was, and it doesn't matter where I put it. I knew where it was. We just can't find it.
Oh, someone has it.
You know what it reminds me of?
And he's saying this in a landfill.
It reminds me of that time
you found a finger with a ring on it in your hot dog?
Yes.
Oh, wait, no, that was Naked Gun.
Oh, at the Angels game?
By the way, I'm not interested anymore. I just found out a Cincinnati three-way is with Mark Schott and Chris Sabo. So I'm out.
No, it's with chili, spaghetti, and cheese.
That's Skyline Chili, isn't it?
It's a Cincinnati three-way.
And it was a giant vat, and his ring was lost in there somehow, and it's ridiculous.
I'm going to think that's sort of mid.
Mid to lose, like, one of your prized possessions in such a fashion?
It could be replaced. I lost my wedding ring. I'm not devastated about it. If my wife lost hers,
that's
a different story.
I lost my wedding ring, too.
Spot lost his in the GNC, but not a GNC, the actual GNC. in Greece. I was like, Spot,
I thought you were buying creatine.
Well, you know what can't be replaced? The one and only Dan Byer.
Let's hit up DB for an update.
Hey, DB.
Thank you very much, guys. And there's
chili?
A reason why.
Three-way?
Cavino's. We'll stay away from Cincinnati and everything that comes with it. I had the navigation ones in Cincinnati when I landed, take me, and the direction was, now take the ferry across the river. That's my lasting memory of Cincinnati.
Getting ready for the games tonight. Any plans? We're going out. Rich and I are going. Coincidentally, we were talking mid-level restaurants. We are going to Yard House.
Well, you know what
watch.
It is?
We have a friend in town. So.
We have a friend in town that's staying inconveniently on the other side of town. Like Danny G, if you were to say, I have to meet someone who's in downtown LA, which, you know, we're in Sherman Oaks here for Fox Sports Radio. It's about an hour plus.
Yeah.
Burbank, Glendale, like what's a halfway? What's a spot?
I will meet you there when all the games are over. That's what I would
say. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. You know, when you want to see someone,
drive.
You're like, oh, you want to do a half hour? I'll do a half hour. We'll meet in the middle.
I went all the way to Pasadena last night, and that was a trek, but well worth it.
Oh, to meet that little old lady?
What? Who?
Who sings that? Jan and Dean?
Yeah.
Little old lady from Pasadena.
Is it Jan, Dean? Jan and one. Dean or the Beach Boys?
Underrated duo, Jan and Dean. All right, now.
Does sing the little old lady.
I don't know.
Before we get out of here.
That's Jan and Dean.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I told you, dude. Every song you think is the Beach Boys is Jan and Dean.
I got to ask you guys, and I got to ask Monsi, who just stepped in. Hi, Monsi.
Hi.
Monsi Bolaños.
How is everybody?
Monsi.
What's up?
We're hungry.
Did you see this story? First of all, what is your favorite chain restaurant in the realm of Applebee's, Fridays? Like what's
chain
your
restaurant? Yeah. It's a close one because you guys know
mid-level.
I love pizza.
Yeah.
I love BJ's Brewhouse, the pizza place. Yeah. I also really like Lazy Dog.
Yeah, Lazy Dog's great.
I've been to Lazy Dog for the first time. That might be a little step up. I like
you
it.
You think it's a little step up?
Nice.
Their happy hour is amazing.
And they got those TV dinners. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
I love those,
they
man.
Don't. I've never bought one of those, but
yeah. No, they're great.
We talked about Ryan Garcia. We talked about the NBA. We talked about Jamal Murray and Jokic. We talked about it all. But we didn't talk about the story that I thought was fake. And I'm like, yo, are you for real? Danny G, I'm pretty sure you said this to me, too. The woman who took her dead relative in the bank to try to sign off on a loan.
I saw that.
Yo, what
that's
the heck?
That's real? That's
it
not.
It was life imitating art. It was straight up Weekend at Bernie's.
Yo, I could not believe that.
That
was Weekend at Bernie's too, right?
Yeah.
When they went to the bank.
By the way, for only $3,400 though.
Yeah.
So imagine taking that risk, wheeling in a dead guy.
That's a lot of money in Brazil.
I get it, but it's not $34,000. Like, you're really taking a major risk. You're wheeling in a dead guy.
I kept trying to be like, no, he's alive. Like, he's just not making any facial
gestures.
That's
what she was saying, right?
I was like, no, he's alive.
Uncle, are you listening? Uncle, are you listening? And she puts the pen in his hand for him to sign off a loan.
That was morbid.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's a real story, by the way.
She should have put sunglasses on him.
She should have put sunglasses on this
little
guy.
Little pulley system, like Weekend at Bernie's with the arms.
The
like,
bank teller, and this was in Brazil, by the way, the bank teller was saying, he doesn't look right.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, he's always like this.
Why is he so cold?
He keeps falling back.
Yeah,
the neck.
She's like, uncle, if you don't sit up straight, I'm going to have to take you to the hospital.
Too late.
The guy's dead already, and
that's
she knows
like you
this.
Should go to the hospital.
Yeah, she knows he's dead, by the way. If you don't know the story, this woman wheeled in this dead guy so that he could sign off on some money for her. So wild. I can't even believe that's a real story.
She's going to be charged for fraud, embezzlement, and theft.
Yeah, theft of the Weekend and Bernie's movie script.
Yeah.
Weekend and Bernie's 2.
Weekend and Bernie's 2. The loan. But yeah, you know what? We got to get out of here. So I don't think there's time for Super Rasidé because that guy does his own show. He's going to go on for more than
Super
30 seconds.
We'll get to him tomorrow for sure. Thank you for all your feedback.
Yeah, stay on hold. We'll be there tomorrow.
Or hit us up at Covino and Rich.
Hold for 24
hours. At Covino and Rich on social media. The show always continues there. And if you dig our show, remember, we got a Patreon and a bonus podcast that we'll do tomorrow called Overpromised.
Enjoy your Wednesday. Enjoy your Eastern Conference playing games. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, guys.
See ya.
Applebee's.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you. Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.